Good morning. Y'all can do better than that. Good morning. There we go. This morning I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Children's church, yes. Thank you for reminding me, Greg. Thank you. There we go. Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, would give him a snake? Or if he asks for fish, give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask? So the key words today are ask, seek, and knock. I want to look at each of these words individually, beginning with ask. Ask, and it will be given to you. This sounds a lot like John 14:14, which says, if you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. Now think about that. To the average non-Christian, and some Christians, they say right there it is in God's word. All I need to do is ask for anything, and I will get it. That's what God's word says. I've heard this throughout my whole life, and unfortunately, and the sad thing is some people believe it, that if we ask God for anything, we'll get it. Let me read you what I found about this. Looking at John 14:14, which is the same as before. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. This is a powerful promise from Jesus to his disciples, meaning that they can pray with his authority, aligning their requests with God's will, enabling them to do even greater works through the Holy Spirit after his ascension, aligning not only with God's will, but also for his glory. It is not a blank check for selfish desires. We need to align our requests with God's will and for God's glory. So what does it mean for God's glory? Last Monday I was listening to a sermon online, and a preacher was talking. He said he went into his church, and he went into a room, and there was a man praying there. So the pastor stood there and let the man finish. Well, the man looked up, and the preacher said, "What are you praying for?" The man says, "Well, I'm praying for things I want." The preacher says, "Interesting. Such as, tell me what you're asking for." And the man began to read down his list of things that he wanted. The preacher stood silent for a few minutes and then said, "How does God benefit from giving you those things? How does God benefit?" You see, this man, like many others, pray for their wants, things that he would benefit from, but God would not be glorified by. Align your requests with God's will and for his glory. That's the key to asking for things. What we're asking for should be something we need, but also glorifies God. As I said earlier, it's not a blank check. God is not a genie in a bottle that grants wishes. We should not be afraid to ask God for things, though. We just need to make sure that they're the right things and things that God wants us to have. Praying for things that are in his will for us. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Seek. What are we supposed to seek? You ever think about that? What are we supposed to seek? We're supposed to seek after God. I went and looked up the definition of seek, and I found two definitions, one better than the other, but I'm going to read them both to you. The first one is to attempt to find something, which is an okay definition, but the one that I like is, listen to this, attempt or desire to obtain or achieve something. The key word here is desire. So here's my question. Are we truly seeking God? Do we have the desire to have a relationship with God? And if we already have one, do we have a desire to strengthen that relationship? So how can we seek God? Have you ever thought about that? How do you seek God? Well, tell you what, let's look at a few ways of how the Bible tells us how to seek God. Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13, verses 12 and 13, tells us that we need to seek God through prayer. Verse 12, then you call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek with all your heart. Did you hear that? How are we supposed to seek God? With all your heart. Let's move on to another verse about seeking God. Let's look at Psalm 22:22. We seek God through praising him. And let's listen to what the psalm says. I will declare your name to my people in the assembly, and I will praise you. Seeking God through praise. We can also seek God through serving him. According to 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire. and every thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Those are God's words. We're to serve God with wholehearted devotion. Wow. So what does it mean to serve God with wholehearted devotion? I read that serving God with wholehearted devotion means dedicating every aspect of your life, thought, will, emotion, and action entirely to him with no divided loyalty. It involves a sincere obedience, active service, and a deep, loving commitment that persists regardless of the circumstance. Wow. We're to serve God and seek God with wholehearted devotion and a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every desire and thought that we have. But if you seek him, he will be found by you. And again, this is directly from 1 Chronicles 28:9. Seeking God by serving him with wholehearted devotion. So how else can we seek God? By confessing and repenting when we don't do right. That's called sin. In today's world, they're trying to get rid of that word sin. I just made an oops. I made a mistake. I didn't lie. I misspoke. Wow. The world today, that's another topic. Confessing and repenting of our sins when we don't do what is right. And we read about this in Isaiah 55, verses 6 and 7, where God's word says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them and to our God, for he will freely pardon. So how else can we seek God? There are many different ways. By obeying his word and obeying his voice. Let's look at obeying his word first. From Psalm 119, verses 10 and 11. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commandments. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Think about that. I've hidden your word in my heart. Why? So that I may not sin against you. And then seeking God through obeying his voice. Isaiah 45:19. I have not spoken in secret from somewhere in a land of darkness. I have not said to Jacob's descendants, seek me in vain. I, the Lord, speak truth. And I declare what is right. We seek God when we obey his voice according to Isaiah 45:19. And it goes on, how else can we seek God? What about by using our whole life? You ever thought about that? We find out how to do this in Psalm 105:4, which states, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. This verse is a call to depend on God's power, actively pursuing his presence, and maintain a constant, humble relationship with him, and recognizing our need for his strength. It emphasizes a constant reliance rather than a sporadic or casual seeking. And this sums it all up. Seek the Lord. Do it with your whole heart, in your whole life. So are we seeking God as we should? Or can we do a better job? Let's move on. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Knock. Why knock? Matthew 7:7-8, Jesus tells the believers to knock, which emphasizes persistence and intensity and an active faith in prayer and obedience. Persistent, not quitting. It signifies a continuous, earnest, and bold pursuit of God's provisions. Meaning what God wants for us. Promising that those who keep knocking will have the door of God's grace and answers open to them. This is a teaching about persistence and active prayer, encouraging believers to confidently bring their needs to God, pursuing his will and not giving up. With the promise that God will respond generously if we seek his will. It's an invitation to a relationship that will continue to grow. It will continue to strengthen if we ask for it and seek God as we should, like our life depends on it. Like our eternal life depends on it. Moving on to verses 9 through 11. Which of you, if your son asked for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asked for a fish, would give him a snake? If you, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask? Folks, God wants to bless us. He wants to give us exactly what we need. He wants us to seek him and for his will. I've heard people say, well, I don't know what his will for me is. How do I find out? And I would reply, have you ever asked him, Lord, what is your will for me? If you ask with a sincere heart, he'll tell you. I grew up thinking I was going to be in retail my whole life. Then God said, not quite. I became an entertainer. Yeah, as you well know. Yeah, I became a clown. You laugh, though, but God used every part of that to train me to be in front of people and how to speak. See, God has a plan for each of us. And he'll give you everything you need. He will equip you to do what it is he made you to do. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to help you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Think about that. God's got a plan for you. Oh, George, I don't know. I'm so old now, I don't know if God's still got a plan for me or not. Really? Question for you. I've asked this before. I'm going to ask it again. Are you breathing? Don't look at your neighbor. You know if you're breathing or not. You think I'm kidding? What do you think? Are you breathing? Good. Thank you. We had two that were breathing. All right. Here's my next question. Why? Why are you breathing? God. Let's take it a step further. God has not finished with you yet. God still has a plan for you. God created you to do something especially for him. That should excite you guys. Don't be afraid to say, Lord, I'm still here. Show me what I'm supposed to do. Tell me what I'm supposed to do for you. Why did you create me? And then when he tells you, do not be afraid to go, Lord, I'm going to need your help. You're stretching me a little bit beyond my comfort zone. And you know what he'll do? He'll help you. He'll take that fear and turn it around. And he'll tell you, I chose you for this. And then he will strengthen you and guide you to where this is no longer an obstacle. Think about all the evangelists when God went to them and said, I want you to go overseas and preach the gospel. Can you imagine what they felt like? Uh-uh. But God spoke to every one of them. He equipped them with what they needed. And for those that trusted God and followed God, they went overseas. And did God's will. But we need to seek God and for his will. To seek what he wants for us. We need to seek God through praise, through prayer, and worship. We need to seek God with our whole life and be persistent. Don't quit seeking God. Jeremiah 29, 12 and 13. Listen again, because this is important. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me, with your whole heart. So here's some questions for you. Are we seeking God with the desire that we should? Do we have a desire to seek God? Are we seeking God with our whole heart? And here's the hard part. Is take a moment and look at your life. Honestly. Most of us say, yeah, I'm fine. Look in the mirror. How we doing? I once knew a fella. I said, how long you been a Christian? Oh, I've been a Christian my whole life. I was born a Christian. Really? How'd that happen? He said, I believe every word in the Bible. I said, wonderful. What's your favorite book? Oh, I don't know. I like them all. What's your favorite passage? Oh, I don't have a passage. Yes, one of them. I know that. Are we seeking God like we should? He's got his arms open. He's got so much planned for each of us. How bad do you want that? To have that one-on-one close relationship with God. And when he says, this is what I want you to do for me. Don't be afraid to go, oh, no. That's too far out of my comfort range. The key is to trust God. Because again, he will give you everything you need to do what it is he created you to do. God has wonderful things to give us. Wonderful blessings that are far beyond what we could even imagine. Are we seeking God as we should?
Would you please stand?